98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Well, good morning to you, and happy birthday if it is yours and you're a Gemini, because the sun has officially entered Gemini.
Oh, making me a Gemini.
Oh, I'm only thrilled. My birthday's on Saturday. I don't know if I've mentioned it, but I love when it comes into your own star sign season.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Talk us through the qualities of a Gemini.
It's an interesting one at the moment if you want to get into full-blown astrology. Neptune is in Gemini for the first time in like 84 years, and it was waiting for the sun to enter. And big changes are coming, my love.
Oh, lovely.
All to do with communication.
Very good.
Yeah, Geminis are really witty. They're sharp.
Yes.
Mercury's our ruling planet, so they love to talk. They've got the gift of the gab. Now, however, they do, obviously, the twins represent Geminis.
Yeah.
You know, there can be two sides to every story.
There can
his,
be.
His, hers, yeah. And the three,
and
actually,
so
the truth.
Now, did you say Geminis are ruled by Mercury?
Yeah.
So when that's in retrograde now, are you more affected than most?
I get very affected. That's why they say that your computers and your appliances and machines don't be working when
why
Mercury's
are they all
in
Geminis?
Retrograde. That's why I don't update my iOS, Brendan.
It's why she didn't have emojis for the
that's
first few
I'm
years.
I'm scared of the apps, Brendan. It's because when Mercury's in retrograde. Anyway, the sun's in Gemini, so Gemini season has started. I always feel like this is officially the start of the summer.
Yeah, it is your time to shine. So happy birthday if it's yours today, and congratulations if it's Gemini season and it's all about you. Come here, this weekend, speaking of your birthday's on Saturday.
Mm.
We're looking at the weather, so we've had weeks of kind of mediocre.
It's just been a bit, yeah.
Yeah, well,
I think we had such a horrendous winter, and then there hasn't been amazing weather since.
Well, things are looking up. So starting today, the warm-up starts today, according to Met Aaron. So highs of 19 degrees once the drizzle passes by. Tomorrow, Friday, gets even better. More sunshine, temperatures hitting 20 degrees.
Nice.
And then by Saturday, very important, and Sunday, a lot of the country could see highs of up to 23 degrees, dry and long sunny spells.
It's very unusual to look at the phone and see all the balls of yellow staring back at you.
Yeah, so we were chatting yesterday morning about this thing called a super El Nino, which is a rare weather phenomenon, only happens every few years or every chunk of years, and it can mean not great things for other climates that experience typhoons and whatever, but for here
it's so wet and a bit chilly.
Yeah. For here it could mean that we're in for a hot summer.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Morning to Sandra in Rialto. Sandra says that her little win is that after almost a week of really bad sleeps, she managed to get a solid 9 hours.
Sandra,
nine.
It's so important.
Yeah.
It's good sleep is the most important thing, Sandra. We couldn't be happier for you. Trish is in Dublin too.
My little win is I'm up, dressed, have me wash on, and I'm sitting here now with a face mask on.
Sorry.
Waiting to go out. Happy Thursday, people.
Trish, you're like Mrs. Doubtfire.
I can imagine Trish with a sheet mask and a cup of tea.
You know the way it always, you can't get it to like fit the eyes and the lips and the nose quite perfectly.
You just
ever.
Need to lie there with it on for a few minutes.
And talk like that as you send a voice note. Here's Andrea.
Morning, guys. My little win is my daughter's 11th birthday party on Sunday, and she decided she wanted a big outdoor party with all her friends from her class. I have to say I was a bit worried with the weather all week, but it's absolutely looking gorgeous on Sunday, so I'm absolutely delighted about that. Have a great day.
Oh, happy birthday. And it looks like it's going to be glorious.
Unreal, the stars have aligned for that soiree. Now
get the factor 50 out. Tara's in Llandocken.
Hi guys, I'm currently on my way to do a 10 hour shift, but my little win is it's our nephew Luke Communion in Ballymun tomorrow. So today is 1 to hit 6 o'clock. That's it. I'm off for the weekend. So this is my happy Friday on a Thursday. Thanks, guys.
Love
have
it.
A lovely weekend.
Go on, Tara. You've 10 hours to freedom.
I love it. You're already saying have a lovely weekend.
Yeah, have a lovely weekend, Tara. And here's Joni.
Good morning. My little win is as part of my ongoing midlife crisis, I've decided to really take up horse riding.
Oh, brilliant.
So I have gotten myself a beautiful thoroughbred, and last night was the first night ever we done some cross country. We done some jumping and I didn't fall off. So that's my little win for the day.
Sorry, Joni, I love that. I thought Joni was like just going doing lessons. No, Joni's got a horse.
Giddy up.
Joni, I love that for you.
That's steady.
That's incredible. Joni, Tara, Andrea and Trish, thank you so much for sharing your little wins. You're absolutely gas. We never know what you're going to say.
I love it.
Ever.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Dry robes.
Nido.
A trampoline.
98 FM.
Good morning and welcome to the most glamorous game on the radio. It's Matchy Matchy, where just three words stand between you and a long list of lovely, lovely prizes. The new one this week is an egg chair. Mm. Perfect timing for the heat wave.
Yes.
And here's AI Rebecca and Brendan to tell you more.
Win an air fryer.
A trampoline.
A curly blow dry.
Mido.
A butcher's voucher.
A garden strimmer.
A 150 euro fuel card.
Dry robes.
A slushy machine.
A Dublin Bay goat boat tour.
And you'll be cracking up with this amazing egg chair for your garden.
Win, win, win with Matchy Matchy.
It seems the egg puns are endless from AI Rebecca and Brendan.
Excellent prizes.
Yes, Dermot is in Swords. You're on 98 FM. Dermot, how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Oh, we're great. Thanks, Dermot. What's the plan for the day?
Just getting ready to go into work.
Fair play to you. What do you do for work, Dermot?
I'm an accountant for New Zealand.
Very good.
Are
do you
like it?
Good with the numbers?
I am, yeah, unfortunately.
Okay, good. Good for you. Come here, Dermot. You're doing a job in the garden. What's happening?
Just getting just the whole thing redone. So waiting on builders to come in.
Lovely. Yeah. Just in time for summer, Dermot.
Yeah, that egg chair.
I'd say the egg chair now would sit lovely in the middle of your new garden.
They look very comfortable indeed.
Dermot, who do you... You're fabulous. Who do you normally listen to Matchy Matchy with?
Well, I listen every morning, so whatever's fine.
Is it a family affair or is it a solo run?
No, solo run in the car on the way to work.
Good man.
Yeah.
Well, Dermot, now is your time to shine. Who would you like to play Matchy Matchy with this morning?
I'm playing Get Your Loving Self, Rebecca.
Oh,
Rebecca,
Dermot,
you're off to
you.
The soundproof booth. Let's get you a Matchy Matchy with Dermot in Swords. Dermot, am I right in saying your son, Cian, might be listening?
Hopefully, yeah. I just wanted to say hello to him and that daddy loves him.
Good morning, Cian. Your daddy loves you. Isn't that adorable? Oh. Okay. From adorable to very serious, Dermot.
Wait, let's get down to business.
Let's get down to business. Okay, your first word in Matchy Matchy is sugar.
Cube.
Your second word is office.
Mmm.
He's thinking.
Oh, I don't want to say station in the office.
Oh, he's taking his time.
I am. I'm stuck in this one now.
We can come back to it. Will I give you your third word?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, your third word is heat. H-E-A-T.
Wave.
Heat. Wave. Okay. What are you saying after office?
Oh, wait. Chair.
Okay. We're saying sugar cube, office chair, and heat wave. Dermot and Swords, are we locking them in?
I'm just taking office.
Oh.
Office. I'm hesitant on office.
We're locking them in. Here we go. Boom. They're in. We are getting Rebecca back into the studio from the soundproof booth. She's waving. How are you? How was your trip this morning?
There was a parasol in there.
Oh, brilliant stuff. Ready for the weekend.
This is it.
Your first word in Matchy Matchy is sugar.
Sugar. I'm writing sugar bowl. Sugar bowl.
Your second word is office.
Office chair.
And your third word is heat.
Wave.
Have you got a Matchy Matchy with Dermot in Swords this morning? Guys, two out of three.
You're joking. I thought I was awful this morning.
You both said office chair. You both said heat wave. After sugar, Dermot went with cube.
Oh, sugar cube was very good. I was thinking sugar puff. Do you remember them?
Oh, sugar puffs.
Yeah.
Oh, delicious.
Dermot, I'm so sorry. Dermot, I tell you, there's lots of people screaming over sugar cube.
Close call this morning, Dermot. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks for playing today.
Thanks for the call, guys.
We're going to send you a 98FM goodie bag. And good morning to Cian.
Thank you again, guys. Have a great day.
Cheers, Dermot.
Thanks, Dermot.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Brendan's Big. 98FM.
Well, Brendan, you're starting with the story about the clergy.
Yes, I am. If anyone's ever brought you back the hot priest calendar from Rome.
I didn't even know this was a thing.
I'm sorry to break the news, but they're not priests. This calendar has been doing the rounds for like the last 20 years, right?
Yeah.
It's got black and white photos of handsome priests in it. Random story, I do know about this because for a string of years, in the like early 2010s,
yeah,
an anonymous person posted me every year this hot priest calendar to 98FM.
What?
And to this day, I have no idea who that person was.
How have you never mentioned this before?
I've known
you for about 12 years. You've never told me.
You haven't ever told this. Yeah.
Someone posted you a calendar.
A hot priest calendar.
Hot priest.
Yeah. Every year for, I don't know, like maybe 5 or 6 years.
When did it stop?
To the 98FM offices. I'm not sure when it stopped.
I think you need to do some sort of investigation into this.
So if you're listening this morning and that was you, will you let me know now? Because the joke's over.
Do you have any friends living in Rome?
No. No. I've no idea.
Very strange.
Well, anyway, it's only just now being revealed that the men photographed in it are actually not priests.
Right.
For years, everyone was led to believe that Calendario Romano was full of men of the cloth.
Mm-hmm.
And very strangely and cheaply, they don't change the photographs. So every year, they obviously change the calendar, but it's the same photos of the same hot priests.
I'm wondering, did you keep these calendars that somebody posted to you, or where are they?
I hung them up in the newsroom every year.
Did you?
Yeah. I was like, oh, there's our calendar now with the hot priests, who it turns out now are not hot priests. Mm-hmm. So the fella who's been on the cover, they've had the same cover star every year.
Yeah.
He's just done an interview with one of the news agencies explaining that he's not a priest.
Mm-hmm.
And that as far as he knows, none of the other men in the calendar are also priests.
Right. I mean, I can't say I'm that surprised at the same time.
I don't know why. I thought it was like, well, it wouldn't be enough. Why would the Vatican do that? Anyway, I don't know. Giovanni Galizia is his name. Don't know if I pronounced that correctly, but I tried. He's actually a flight attendant for a Spanish airline.
Get a man who can do it all.
He says the photographer who made the calendar has also made ones with Venetian gondoliers. Are they? Who knows? And has also founded museums, plural, on the history of cats.
Oh, very unexpected.
Very eclectic bunch. Finally this morning, a radio station in England has apologised for accidentally announcing King Charles had died.
Now, I saw this headline yesterday, but I was wondering, how did this happen?
Yeah.
You know, was someone given the wrong information? Were they doing a test run in case something ever happened?
So I'll tell you, it's a pre-recorded message. It was played out on Tuesday afternoon on Radio Caroline in Essex. So basically all radio stations across the UK, like whether it's the BBC or it's whoever else, they all have a recorded message ready to go in case King, Queen dies, right?
Yeah.
Radio Caroline's boss blamed a computer error for triggering the message accidentally. Here is what it sounded like. So there, you know, is that Four Non-Blondes?
Great song.
This is Radio Caroline. We have suspended our normal programs until further notice as a mark of respect following the passing of His Majesty King Charles III.
No.
Not dead.
Oh no.
This is Radio Caroline. His Majesty King Charles III has passed away.
Hasn't.
As a mark of respect, we will now be playing suitable continuous music until further notice.
I don't know what the suitable music would be.
Yeah.
According to reports, that message may have played on loop from around 2 in the afternoon to 5 p.m.
Ah, no.
Yeah.
Where's the dump button?
I don't know. Yeah, it sounded like maybe there wasn't anyone in the radio station at the time.
Okay.
I am not here to poke fun at anyone working in radio making a mistake.
I'd say that was very stressful.
We've all done it.
We have, Brendan.
Who can forget the time? the lovely Garode Farley was in for a chat on 90LFM's Big Breakfast.
You were hosting on your own, I think. I was sick or on holidays.
I was on my own.
Yeah.
And a bit like the boss of Radio Caroline, I'm going to blame a computer error because they just changed the playout system in 90LFM.
They did.
So all the buttons and everything all changed, right? So that's my excuse. So I was supposed to say what song we were going to play next. But I got a little bit confused.
Yeah, great. It's great.
So good. Garode, stay there. We're going to continue our conversation after Yakult next on 90LFM. And Yakult, in case you don't know, is a yogurt drink. That was an ad.
It's good for the gut.
It is. That is Brendan's bit.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Dublin's best music mix. This is 98FM. It's Rebecca and Brendan here on The Big Breakfast.
And now it is time for another rendition of the game that we're calling Celebrity Heads.
Dun, dun, dun.
If you've listened to this over the last couple of weeks, you may have caught a game of this. It's where Rebecca and myself, we've written down a famous person's name and we've given it to each other. I don't know the famous name Rebecca's given to me. She doesn't know the famous name I've given to her. We're going to ask each other a series of yes or no questions and to try and basically, by process of elimination, figure out what famous person we are. So I am the famous person you've made me. You are the famous person I've made you.
Yes, you explained that really well because I get confused.
Thank you.
We just need to do a little game of guess who with celebrities.
So every time you ask, yes, every time you ask a question and you get a yes answer, you get an answer, you can keep asking. If yes. It's a no, it flips back to the other person.
And now, thanks to the magic of radio, here's producer Russell to reveal the celebrities' identities.
Rebecca's celebrity is Lily Allen. Brendan's celebrity is Larry the Cat.
Would you like to go first?
Brendan, am I a woman?
Yes.
Oh. Am I American?
No. Am I a man?
No.
Okay.
Am I a pop star?
Yes.
Okay, very good. Am I English?
Yes.
Am I under the age of 50?
Yes. Oh, she's getting good at this.
Okay, I'm under 50. Was I in a girl band?
No.
Okay.
Am I English?
Yes.
Am I a TV presenter?
No.
Okay.
Am I in the charts at the moment?
Oh.
Have I released... Well, no, sorry, I can't ask another question.
I'm gonna say yes.
Okay, and I'm a woman in the charts at the moment. Rita Ora.
No.
Not Rita Ora.
Not Rita Ora. I a pop star.
No.
Okay.
Have I done the Bond theme?
No. Am I an actress?
No. Am I Sophie Alice Baxter?
No. Am I human?
No.
Oh, brilliant! Am I a cartoon character?
No.
Oh, okay.
Okay, this just gets harder. The questions get harder to try and think of as you're going along. So, woman pop star, under 50, not in a girl band, in the charts at the moment. Am I Dua Lipa?
No. Okay. Am I Siri?
No. God, that was a really good question.
Was it?
Just in general.
Well, like, I'm not human, but I'm not a cartoon. So
am I a cartoon?
No. You're real.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm not a TV presenter, I'm not a pop star, I'm not an actress, I'm not human, but I'm not a cartoon and I'm not Theory.
No.
I'm an English female. Oh, no, I asked if I was a man. You said no, so I assumed I was a woman. So am I a woman?
No. Was I in a soap?
No.
Okay, not in a soap. Do I have a podcast?
Yes.
Okay. Am I Jessie Ware?
No. I don't know where to go next.
This is probably the hardest game of celebrity heads we've ever played. Why can't... I'm not Adele, am I?
No.
Oh yeah, I did ask the Bond question, so that was silly. That's my bad. God, I can't think of anyone English. Am I under 30?
No. Am I a dog?
No.
Oh.
Who is glaringly obvious who I'm missing this morning, who is a British under 50? Is this going to go on until I have to try and figure this out? Am I going out with someone famous?
No. I can only answer yes or no, and the answer is no.
Okay.
I'm not an actor. I'm not a cartoon. I'm not human. I'm not Siri. I'm not dead. I'm not ChatGPT. I'm not young, and I'm not a dog. Am I Larry the Cat?
You are! Yay!
Oh my god, that was tough.
Prime Minister.
That was so tough.
Oh, Larry.
Oh my god, Larry.
That was 18 to 19.
That was a great one. That was really tricky.
Go on, Larry.
Go you.
Who am I? I can't do this anymore. Lily Allen. Like, I'm going to see the woman. I just couldn't think of anyone.
I know, so it's really, really
Lily
tricky.
Allen. Oh, Brendan, that was good.
That was a great game of celebrity heads.
Get up. 98 FM. Big Breakfast. With Rebecca and Brendan.